Now, Health for Life with Dr. Rohan Basundath of Preventus Collaborative Health. Take charge of your family's health at Preventus.com.
You know, it's only probably a matter of time before we do have a pill that allows us to live forever. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently approving clinical trials for a new drug. They'll begin next year, and it's an anti-aging drug. Dr. Rohan Basundath joining us today. Hello, Dr. Rohan.
Hi, good afternoon, Angela.
Let's talk about this anti-aging drug. What can you tell us about it?
So it in fact isn't a new drug. It's a drug we've used since the 90s to treat diabetes. And actually metformin, the drug in question, is one of the first line drugs that we use now to treat type 2 diabetes. What they're looking at is another potential side effect or aspect of the function of metformin, and that may be to slow down aging.
Now, this is crazy because you're taking a drug to deal with diabetes, and they have found that it's slowing down aging. Any idea how it's doing this?
One of the things they're working to understand, first and foremost, we have to understand aging and what's going on in regards to aging at a cellular, at a DNA level. And they're still delineating that. We've come a long way to understanding that and the changes that go on and various things that may impact aging itself. Along with aging, then, comes age-related diseases, diseases such as ones we're very familiar with and we talk about on a regular basis, diabetes, heart and brain disease, Alzheimer's disease, cancer. So in understanding that and slowing down aging eventually, we may slow down the development of those age-related diseases.
I've read some reports that say we could live to be 120 could be an average age.
You know, I've been saying that, and we've been reading that for a while, and I don't think we're too far away from that, as odd as that may sound. I think within the next probably 20 years, we're going to, with our understanding of the human genome, our understanding of aging and the medications and lifestyles that might impact that, I don't think I wouldn't be surprised to see that. Hopefully it's soon enough for you and I.
Well, wait a second. I just wrote a blog today that I don't want to take the pill. And I know you're a doctor and not a philosopher, but I think there's really interesting complications to a society that is going to live a lot longer. First of all, I don't know if my retirement savings is going to even keep me alive to 80. So, you know, I mean, there's so many other things to look at when you consider people living longer.
It is exactly that. It brings into account a whole host of societal and philosophical issues that may be beyond you and I. We might need an hour to discuss that.
But I do like the idea of eliminating Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or some of those cancers. So, I mean, that would be a bonus. I guess if we live longer, then I want to make sure I'm as healthy as can be. My only problem would be, and we've talked about this before, we always seem to want to take a pill as opposed to looking at our lifestyle.
And that's a common topic for you and I. And it really comes down to us doing what we can do on a daily basis right now. And that's regular physical activity, well-balanced nutrition, getting enough sleep, managing stress effectively. I know we've driven that home ad nauseum, but really, we've got to do those fundamental things that will increase our health span.
Yeah, and even some people do that, and they still end up having Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. So who knows? This will be very interesting as we watch this moving forward. And as I mentioned, I put it on my blog, and it's on our Facebook page as well. And I want you to take part in our survey, our poll, whether or not you would want to live that long. Dr. Rohan, wait a second. Would you want to live that long?
Of course. I mean, to me, a healthy life and a long life, why not? Then we'll see what happens with the whole global warming issue.
Oh, great. Another controversial thing. And I forgot, you're a doctor. You've got a better RRSP program than I do. Dr. Rohan, have yourself a good day.
Thanks, Angela.
Dr. Rohan Basundath with Preventus Collaborative Health.